Okay, today's daf is Maisris, daf Lamed Hey, and the 35th daf here in Maseches Maisris in the fourth parak. As we continue in this Masechta, there are 46 dafim in this Masechta. So we have 12 daf left here in the Masechta. And yesterday we did the Mishnah about Tinokos, about the children that got the figs ready for Shabbos. And there was no maisers taken off. What's the halacha? Does their machshava have an effect? And we said, well, their machshava might not have an effect, but if they did something that clearly shows that what they did is true and they have das, so then that would be enough. And that's what Rav Hamnuna said. If they cover it, if the nechipa, because we said that's the Gemara Malacha, and Reb Zera says maybe not just covering it, because they would have to also uncover it, because that was also part of the idea that it's definitely going to the shuk. Otherwise, you would think maybe it's going to the house. So we discussed what the rule is, that you have to have a maisa that's connected. Once you have the maisa, so then that would be good enough. Hochiach maisa shalahen al machshavasan. That was the lashon of the Gemara, and when we had the big discussion of this earlier in the beginning, I think of Maseches Trumas. Related to that, another option was that if they did it right before Shabbos, right, if they collected it right before Shabbos, that shows that it's going to be for Shabbos. And that was another discussion that we had relating to the Machlokes. Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, whether Shabbos is Koveya only for food that was collected for Shabbos, and that's Reish Lakish, or even if it wasn't Nikva, but was collected for Shabbos, Shabbos is Koveya for all food that is collected totally. So we mentioned that the Maisa of a Katan comes up in various places. We discussed a little bit at the end of this year the Maisa Aveira of a Katan. There are discussions in Halacha of the Maisa Kinyan of a Katan. The Chachamim gave power midrabanan of a Maisa Kinyan of a Katan by most Kinyanim in order for them to be able to deal with themselves and Masa Umatan, and unless they have an Aputrapas taking care of them, they need to make money and to survive, and therefore Chazal instituted that we could accept certain Drabanan Kinyanim for them. Relating though to the Maisa Aveira discussion in Shin Mem Gimel and Hilchas Shabbos, Shin Mem Gimel is Dine Katan B'Shabbos. That's the name of the siman in Arachaim and Hilchas Shabbos. So there, the Gemara talks about, the Shulchan Aruch talks about what the Gemara says at the end of Maseches Yevamos. When a Katan is doing something wrong, do I have to stop him? Do I have to stop if it's a Daraisa, if it's a Darabanan? Am I actively involved? Am I passively involved? All the different details of the Gemara. The Shulchan Aruch says, Katan Ochal Nevelus. Ein be, again, we're not going to get into all the Rishonim behind this right now. We'll just read the Shulchan Aruch. Katan Ochal Nevelos, if a child is eating something not kosher, right? Nevelos is the language of the Shulchan Aruch. The Mishnah Berurah quotes, V'hu adin kol shar isurim, all other isurim, right? The Shar Tzion, afilu tumas kohanim, even tumas kohanim, if there is a child kohen, right? That's going into a cemetery. V'hu adin kol shar isurim, v'chein chilul Shabbos, im ose l'da'as atzmo. Right, if he's doing it for on his own, so that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Ein bezem esuvin lafrisho. If a child is doing something wrong, I don't have to stop him. He's doing it for himself, and he's getting himself into trouble, and I don't have to stop him. Aval aviv mitzuve ligarbo. So bezem is not mitzuve, but the father is mitzuve ligarbo ulafrisho to try to stop him. Rama me iser daraisa. Right, if it's a daraisa, you got to be a real lamdin to know if your child is doing a daraisa drabanan, he's playing with a toy on Shabbos that's making noise. Right, so is that what is that? At most, it's probably a drabanan, right, making noise on Shabbos. How much it would be bother him to take it away? So it's a different details. Ula achilo biyadayim, but to cause him to do the avera, ula achilo biyadayim, aser afilu dvarim sha'asurim idivrei sofrim. Right, you have to. You're not allowed to let him do by himself a daraisa, and you can't actively even facilitate him doing a darabanan. And you can't be margal him to do even darabanans. The higher standard. And then the Mishnah Berurah here talks about all how we're supposed to deal with ketanim. Upashut. Upashit shim shama libno ubito aktanim shim adabrim lashon hara. If we hear our child speaking lashon hara, mitzvah ligar bohem ulahafrisha mizeh v'chein mi machlokes v'sheker v'klalus. and any other type of negative behavior our child is involved in. Ubavodesinu arabim, rabim kamenich shalom bazeh, says the Mishnah Berurah. And in our great sins, many are stumbling this. Shemanichim lebneim ledaber lashon hara v'achilus ulekalel, they let their kids talk lashon hara and use bad language. V'naseh murgal bazeh, ah, they're only a child. Bad habits. Bad habits are hard to break. V'naseh murgal bazeh kolkach, ad sha'afilu kishen isgadel, v'shomeya sheyesh bazeh iser gadol kashelo lefrosh mehergelu. It's hard to break habits. Shehur galbazeh shanim rabos vayadaver etzlo becheskas heter. Right, and therefore, says the Mishnah Berurah, one has to be careful to try to educate our children and margal our children, even when they are younger. Then he gets into some of the details of chinuch, asei los asei. Towards the end of this siman, he quotes the. It's known as the rokeach. So does the rokeach, but there are shiurim that have been given on this rokeach. What's the rokeach? A ashes kohen going into a cemetery, right? That's the halacha in the Shvot in the Shach in Yeridea, right? Is an ashes kohen allowed to go into a cemetery? What's the issue? Is there a svek sveka? Is there a svek sveka lakula? Maybe it's a maybe she's pregnant with a girl, and even if it's a boy, maybe it's not a bar kayama. We call makom ashes kohen muberes shekarvu yomel aladas or shekarvu yomel aladas. Says the Mishnah Berurah, muteres likanis lachachila ba'olameis. Mutter, diav shenir alano shevada teleid sham vlad, v'shema yehei zachar, v'yitma sham afilu achi mutter, the sex fake who, shema yehei nekeva, v'shema yehei nefel. Right, and therefore that's the, known as the big kula. And what if we know bizbana zeh through an ultrasound that it's a boy? And what if you know that it's a bar kayama? Right, it's all the different discussions about that rokeach, but could you apply svexveka there? Good. The Ramah, the end of the simin, though, relates to what we said at the end of Shir. V'katan shehikes avivo avar ashar aveiros bekanuso, a child who hits his father does another aveira when he's young, afal pishen otzorach tshuva kishayagdil, even though he technically does not need tshuva, it's not a maisa aveira, he's a labardas, mikol makom tovlo sheyakabal al atzmo eza dover l'tshuva ulekapara. It's a good idea. Tell the 13-year-old that it's a good idea, maybe, you know, when he broke the window last week, you know, it's a good idea to do tshuva for that. Even though he's not really a bar onshin, but it's a good idea. The Mishnah Berurah, katan sheganav o shehizik roy lebezin lahakoso. Shelo yargo bazeh, right? Bezin should make sure he doesn't be margal. Aval ein tzarach l'shali mimin gedeva ba'en, because of medina, lefnim mishuras adin, he should try to pay based on that gemara and baba kama, tzadichas, that we saw yesterday. Anyway, the maisa avera v'katan, how much is it called a maisa avera, and how much does one have to try to prevent him from doing it, right? So that is a big discussion in the poskim that has to do with maisa katanim in general, as we saw in the Mishnah yesterday. So now we continue. Says the Gemara, Kalkela Shabbos. So if somebody has the basket of Shabbos, as we saw in yesterday's Mishnah, right? If there is a basket of Shabbos, that machlokas Beishamai and Beisila. Beishamai says, it's a basket of Shabbos, but until Shabbos, it's not mechuyev. Right? It's not mechuyev. And Beisila says, no, right? When it's designated as a basket of Shabbos, so then it is already nikva, gemar malacha, even though it is not Shabbos yet. Rabbi Lazar b'shem Rabbi Oshia b'kalkala shel te'enim imasnisa. We're talking about a basket of figs, right? What does that mean? What is that emphasizing? Meaning it's in the basket. You didn't just pick loose produce and put it on the counter, right? It's got to be in the Shabbos basket. That's what we're talking about, because then you know for sure it's designated for Shabbos and it won't be used before that. That's kalkala shel Shabbos imasnisa, right? And that's what the Chazon Ish writes. It's a Shabbos basket. You don't put weekday food in that basket. It's a Shabbos basket. Okay, we're going to get to the next thing. So that's number one. It's a Shabbos basket. Thinking that it could be that according to, once it's in the Shabbos basket, but if it's not Shabbos yet, okay, it's already designated for Shabbos. But it could be that, just as we saw in the last year, there could be leftovers, but it's still called Shabbos food, leftovers. It could be pre-Shabbos too. There's Shabbos food that you snack on, right? But it's for Shabbos. It's Shabbos food. But to Omer Chaim Zachu, right? That if you eat it a little bit before Shabbos, but it's still Shabbos food. So that might be part of what Beis Hillel is saying, that if something is already designated for Shabbos, even if you happen to partake of it, it's already next in your mind, you're eating Shabbos food before Shabbos. right? And therefore, it's already nikva. Shabbos expands. To be Rabbi Yanai Amri Afilu Nitzra. Rabbi Yanai said, no, even if it's not in a basket, even if it's just a branch. Let's say you cut off a branch, and on that branch there are a couple of fruit, right? So that branch is enough to be nikva for Beis Hillel too. Look at the top Mara Folda. Afilu Eina Kalkala Shel Te'enim. It's not a basket. Ela Nitzra Dahainu. Anaf Imperosav. It's a branch with attached fruit. Kiva Da Te'enim. Yuchedes L'Shabbos. Havile Ki Yichtan. Right, since you cut it for Shabbos and you're putting it away for Shabbos, it's like you will miyachid it, and therefore, right when you cut it, it is nitbal biyad. Rebbe Lazar ben Atigan, it's b'shem Rebbe Lazar ben Yanai, explaining this last day. Tiftar b'te'ena hamiyuchedes l'Shabbos. We're talking about a Shabbos fig tree. When you cut the branch, it's got to be a tree that has delicious fruit. The Rosh Yulio says here. To peros oso a ilon miuchadim lechom ebeshabbos. Bebe yafin vitamon. They're delicious. You only eat from this fig tree Shabbos. Right? And therefore, that's why it's automatically nikva according to Beis Hillel, because it's the Shabbos tree. It's the Shabbos tree that you would never, eat from these figs during the week. And therefore, it is a nikva. Dalma, as we know, we had way back, numerous times already, that's a word that introduces a story. Dalma, Rebbe Chiya, Rebbe Imi, Rebbe Isi, Rebbe Yasvin, they were sitting, over Chaton, Kalkala, Detainim, there was somebody walking by that had a whole thing of figs. Amr, Lein, Lisvin, they said, can we buy some of those figs? Omar Loni says, Kalkala, Shabbos, Einim, Azavna. No. Shabbos figs? We don't sell Shabbos figs. Now, these figs are for Shabbos. I'm not interested in making a buck, making money for the Shabbos figs. So you see from there that once something is designated for Shabbos, so then it already could have the label. And therefore, again, midrabanan, it could be nikva. And one cannot snack on those before Shabbos, even though Shabbos didn't come yet, but it's still labeled. It's still labeled. See here, Chaim Kadievsky. Umevi hach uvda. This story is brought here. Li tein tam, to teach me al mai kakela Shabbos tovelas. Why is the basket of Shabbos automatically tovel? Mishum shem yuchedes l'Shabbos. V'lom ezavon, it's not sold. Chashiva ukevia. It's already a chashiv and nikva. Because even during the week, when people have Shabbos food, they designate it for Shabbos, right? That, of course, is the Gemara in the Bavli and Maseches Beitza. On Daf Tezayin, the machlokas between Shammai and Hillel. Shammai and Hillel. Says the Gemara, Tanya, Tezayin of an Aleph. Amru Alav al Shammai Azakein. They said about Shammai, Haya Och kol yama vayochal l'kavet Shabbos. All of his days, he would eat l'kavet Shabbos. Matzah behim anoe, omer zu l'Shabbos. He found a nice animal, piece in the butcher. He would save it for Shabbos. Matzah acheres nohemena. If that was Tuesday and now it's Wednesday, and he found a nicer piece, then what would he do? Okay, I'll eat the first piece. But he'll always focus. I don't know, unless he had a nicer basket of figs than the first one. But here, you're not going to get nicer figs. That's our Gemara, right? You have the fig tree for Shabbos. But Shammai held that the whole week you are remembering Shabbos, right? I think I alluded to this yesterday, right? This is the Ramban sheet. The Ramban says, what's the mitzvah of Zachos Yom Shabbos Lekadsho? So the Rambam says, Zachos Yom Shabbos Lekadsho, that's Kiddush. Kiddush and Avdallah, the Rambam says. Sanctifying, saying words of praise about Shabbos on Shabbos, that's the mitzvah of Kiddush. That's the mitzvah of Kiddush for the Rambam. Zachar b'dvarim, on Shabbos, saying beautiful things about Shabbos. Chazal or koveya, which words we should say. And that's a discussion in the Achronim. If I say my own words now, not what Chazal told me, am I yotzi midaraisa? Rabbi Kiva Eger, if you come home from shul and say good Shabbos, right, that already you're yotzi midaraisa. But that's a separate issue. But that's the Rambam. But the Ramban in Parshas Yisro says Kiddush is not only Zachar Yom Shabbos L'Kadsho is not only on Shabbos. Zachar Yom Shabbos. Remember Shabbos. Remember Shabbos when it's not Shabbos, right? The whole week. The whole week remember Shabbos. Hayom Yom Revi, Hayom Yom Chamishi v'Shabbos. That's part of the mitzvah. Remembering Shabbos when it's not Shabbos. That's what Shammai did. Shammai, whenever he had stuff during the week, he thought about it. Aval Hillel Azakein Midach Eres Haisalo. Hillel had a different midah. Shekol Maisel L'Shem Shemayim. Hillel had a different midah. All his Maisel L'Shem Shemayim. And that's explained to mean every day he saw a beautiful piece of steak. He's like, Hashem's going to get me eat an even nicer one later on during the week. So I'm going to eat this one. I have bitachon that I'm going to get a nicer one. The poskim say we pass on like Shammai. We pass on like Shammai in this case. That's what the average, all of us should do. Shneamar Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. Every day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of me. That's the L'shem Shamayim Rashi. Boteach Shetizdamin Lo Noeh L'Shabbos. But either way, we see from there that the whole week should be thinking about Shabbos, and that's what the Gemara says here, that this guy didn't want to give up his Shabbos food, even though he was offered probably a nice sum. Right, the Shulchan Aruch discusses this, about preparing for Shabbos beforehand, in Simen Reish Nun, in the Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Shabbos. The Shulchan Aruch, Reish Nun, Hachanos Hasu'udos L'Shabbos. Right, that's the Simen Shulchan Aruch. Yashkin baboker biyom shishi lachin zarchi Shabbos. Wake up early. Right, the post can talk about it. Even before davening. If I know that there's a bakery, they're going to run out of my favorite challah, so I'm allowed to even go before davening. That's not called your tzrachim. That's called Hashem's tzrachim. So you can even go before davening. Right, that's the Mishnah Berurah says. Ve'ein zeh b'chal mashamru asur lasos chafatz of kodem shiyispalel shezu chafzei shemayim. It's chafzei shemayim. Right, when you're walking around with your figs on Erev Shabbos, that's a chafzei shemayim. The Afilu and the Shulchan Aruch then says, as we know, Afilu yesh lo kama avadim l'shamshu, even though there are servants that he has, yishtadel, interesting lashon, yishtadel, he should try. Lahachin ba'atzmo shum davar l'tzarchi Shabbos l'chabdo. Right, physical, that's one of the two places in two halachas in Shas, where the Gemara says, mitzvah bo yosmi v'shlucho, only by onik Shabbos and getting married. Right, only two cases where the Gemara Kiddushin says that. So this is one of the places. And the Shulchan Aruch quotes, Had Rav Chizda, Haymachatech Hayorak Dag Dak, Rav Chizda used to dice the vegetables for the salad. For Rabbi Rav Yosef, Haymavakin Eitzim, Rabbi Rav Yosef used to cut the wood. For Rav Zera, Hayamad Lika Eish, For Rav Nachman, Haymasakin Abayas, Umachin Skelim Atzvichim Lashabis, Umfanik Lichol used to clean up the house. Umehem Yilmod Kal Adam. And from these great rabbis, the great Amoraim, were physically involved in preparing for Shabbos. So, Mihem Yomo Kaladan, that's the language of the tour. For Lo Yomar, Lo Efkom Kvodi, it's beneath my covet to be physically involved in the shopping and in the setting up. No! Shizeu Kvodo, Shemachabit Shabbos. That's the ultimate covet for Shabbos. That's the, again, related to this Gemara, where he says, Kalkela Shabbos Einem Azavna. I'm not selling my basket for Shabbos. This will be for me. Okay, we continue. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Vechulu. So Rabbi Yehuda, with the next line in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda says, if you collect the basket for your friend, right, not only for yourself. Let's say I collect the basket and I'm going to sell it for my friend. The Mishnah said, "Afa lokate kalkalo l'shalach l'chaveiro lo yochalachi aser." Right, I'm not allowed to eat snack from it. Why? The Mara Fulda said, again, but we'll get to it today. The Mara Fulda said back on the Mishnah, Lefisha kivan sheyichta l'shalcha, once I designate to send it to somebody, then I'm being machshavit. Remember, all six events are all about, if I'm treating this as an important item, and giving it significance, then it's already nikva l'maisras. It's already nikva. So here too, Rabbi Chiya b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, so now two days in the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan made a comment about our Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda says, if you send it to your friend, so that's already showing significance. So, Elo Amar Rabbi Yehuda Elba Kalkela Shabbos. Did Rabbi Yehuda mean that it's, you're sending it to your friend for Shabbos? You need both? Right, you need both. E Amar Rabbi Yehuda Balike Kalkela Slashach L'Chaveiro Shu Makbet Aleba Kalkela Shabbos. Or no. It's not about Shabbos, it's just that when you send it to your friend, and the friend is so, happy to get it, and it's just like Kikah Kel Shabbos. You don't need both. You don't need both. You just, one or the other, right? Shabbos is, even for yourself, and, if you're sending it to your friend, even if it's not Shabbos, right? That's the two days are explained by the Maharav Fulda, and the Maharav Fulda says that the Rambam seems to paskin like Daya number one, and the Rosh seems to paskin like Daya number two. What's the Hava Mina that there'd be a chilik between, my friend or myself? Well, what's the difference? So if you look in the one of the first in the back, the Tel Torah, Lechora, my nafkamina, but Kalkelas Hashabbos, Iyichtalo. Let's say it's the first sad, right? It's for your friend for Shabbos. So what's the Havamina that if I did it for myself for Shabbos, that would be significant, that would be Nikva, and for my friend it wouldn't? Rabbi Nafkamina, Yichtolo Ola Chaveru, my time at the Tanakama, the Palagar Behudabaha, and the Tanakama would not say this, the Tanakama, only Rabbi Yehuda would say, if you said it to your friend for Shabbos, it's Nikva, but not the Tanakama. The Efshar, he says, Tabishlama, Kisha Yichtola Atzmo Beshabbos, Imkain Mistama Yochlena Beshabbos. If you did it for yourself, you know you're going to eat it on Shabbos. These are your figs. This is your Shabbos food. V'lakach nitbal. So that's why it is nitbal. Aval b'mishachal l'chaveiro, d'ma chaveir lo yochlana b'Shabbos. Maybe your friend has other figs. Maybe your friend already went shopping. He didn't know that you were sending him. So, l'kach eino tovel. So maybe that's why the Tanakhama says, who knows if he's going to eat it? Right? Maybe you're sending it for Shabbos, but maybe not. And Rabbi Yehuda said, afazet tovel. Rabbi Yehuda said, no, he's going to. He's going to. And then he says, the Tel Torah says, Umizeh mashma, and from this discussion it sounds like, Tahasholeach dvar macha l'chaveiro, l'achlo b'Shabbos. If somebody sends you something for Shabbos, do you have to eat it on Shabbos? What if somebody sends you food and you're like, you know what, I have plenty, I'm going to eat this Monday. Is that a violation? Somebody gave you something for Shabbos. Often, somebody brings you a gift for Shabbos and you already have. Somebody brings you a cake, put it in the freezer. Right? Okay, maybe you'll use it for another Shabbos. But he sounds with this Gemara that if you send it, mutar l'shanos. Why? Because if not, what's the Tanakama Shita? Right? If based on how I just explained it, that the machlokas is about, Tanakama says maybe he won't use it for Shabbos. And the Rebbe is like, oh, you can assume he's going to use it for Shabbos. Right? So, mashma that a person could change. Right? If a person is not allowed to change, then why would the Tanakama say there's any difference? So that's what he works out. Mutar l'shanos alach l'bachol. Delo kechavos yoyer. Not like the chavos yoyer. What chavos yoyer? So you got to take out the chavos yoyer to look what he's referring to. So the chavos yoyer, Rav Yoyer Bachrach, right, 17th century. Chavos yoyer, one of the great poskim. Reish lamed beis. There's an usher, there's a rich guy that promises to send his cousin Talmud Chacham food on every Erev Shabbos. Wine for Kiddush. Nishalti Ploni Ashir Nadi Ben Dodo Lishloch Lo B'chol Erev Shabbos Mida Yain LeKiddush. Ben Dodo, the problem is that the cousin says, I'm very happy to have this, but Yigei Kabecha Kisochel. I want to use my own wine for Shabbos. Ben Dodo Chafetz L'Kayim HaMitzvah B'mamono V'liknos Yain LeKiddush. Mi Kiso. Right? So he says, K'inyin Lo Ale L'Hashem Olas Chinam. Rakhasha Shlo, but he's nervous. This cousin. Why? Because my cousin only gave it to me for Shabbos. Maybe if he knew I wasn't using it for Shabbos, he wouldn't have given it to me. Maybe it's like stealing. He asked me, what do I say about this case? Am I allowed, if I got stuff for Shabbos, am I allowed to? So in the case that we get it as a gift, l'chora, the people coming to our house don't really care if we use it for Shabbos or not. Mustama. Right? They always want to be nice to us. But this case, the Chavos Yoyer, it was Dafka. He's sending his cousin food, wine for Shabbos. So where do you start? So as the classic, as our great poskim, you know, pull from all over Shas. You know, what about the Gemara Bamitzia, about Magvis Purim? Right? If you collect, a city collects for Purim, they have to use it for Purim. If an Ani gets something to, if you give an Ani to buy a shirt, is he allowed to not buy a shirt? So all these different halachas, then he gets into the sugyas of Maseches Gittin. If a woman says to a shliach, go get my get in such and such a place, and can you get it in a different place? Is he just marim makom hulo, or is it bedafkas? So he goes through all these kpeda sugyas. You know, so is this kpeda? Is there a kpeda here? So he's noted to say, he's noted to say that you should use it for Shabbos, right, in this case. So that's what the Tel Torah here is referring to. It sounds like from our Gemara that you don't have to use it for Shabbos. Right, I sent it for Shabbos. You don't have to, or else there wouldn't be any Shaila about Kviya Le Maestros. There wouldn't be any Shaila, so that's what he says. Towards the end, he thinks it's really, in that world, it's something to talk about. Something to talk about, unless you say he's just giving it for Derek Doron Vikavod. So you have to know. Okay, anyway, that's the interesting sugya. Okay, we continue now. Notol Zesim and Amatan Vachulu. So, if you remember, we had in the Mishnah, yesterday's daf, what if you're eating olives near the vat? You're eating olives near the vat. So the Mishnah said you could take one at a time, put it in salt, and eat it. But you can't put it together. You can't salt one and then put it on your plate, and then take another one and put it on your plate. Salt one at a time. And then Rabbi Eliezer made a chilek between whether the ma'atan, whether the vat is tameh or tahar, We'll have to get to that. But first, the Tanakama Shita. So, says the Gemara, Les had the Pliga Rav. Is this arguing on Rav? We had Rav 2 weeks ago on Daf Chaf Aleph. We had Rav that said, remember, if you bring olives through a chutzer to take to a roof in order to dry, so the Mishnah said the family members are allowed to eat it, but not him. But not him. Why? He's only allowed to eat it next to the muksa, next to where it's drying, because of Maris Ayin. That's how we explained the Gemara there. People aren't going to know. They'll think there was Gemara Malacha. So as long as you're next to the muksa, you are allowed to eat it. So says the Gemara, Let's have the pliga al Rav, Rav Amar, Hu Asur Lechol. Right? Mashra from our Mishnah, that if you do it one by one in the salt, you could eat it anywhere. It's not dafka next to the... next to the gat or next to the matan, right? So why over there did Rav say that is limited? So the Gemara says, patala ba'osa matan basada. Well, remember that case over there, as I just described it, it went through a place that was nikva. It went through a chatzar, a mishtameres. So that's why Rav said, it went through a chatzar, a mishtameres. Now you bring it up to the roof so you can only eat it by the roof. But our case is where you have this matan in the field. So there wasn't nikva for anything. So if it's in the field, you can eat one at a time. Eat one at a time, and therefore it is not a problem. We're not talking about a matan in the house. We're talking about a matan in the field. Good. Vikasha, what did the Mishnah say? I could salt one at a time. Didn't our Mishnah at the beginning of the parak say that salting is one of the six events? So ask the Gemara. In melach tovelas, namely tziruf. If salting is already tovelas, as we saw in the beginning, one of the six events, so what do you need tziruf for to be koveya? What do you have to have two or three? Ve'im tziruf, and if you're telling me that once they're together, that's koveya, lamali melach. So what do you have to salt it for? Just eating two or three at once, even without the salting. Answer, ela ayyidei zeh v'ayyidei zeh. Both. What's both? So big shaila in the mefarshim here. You need both or either one? Right? Unclear exactly how to on the sale. We'll go with the rasir liyo. They need both. You need both. Right, meaning when the Mishnah said salting when the Mishnah said salting, it meant serious salting that you're putting away for a long time. Just dipping a little bit in salt, that's not the salting that the Mishnah was talking about. But if you do two of them, that's already significant. That's already significant. So you got to do both. You got to have both salting and tzirif. Weiter. Rabbi Eliezer Omer v'chulu. So Rabbi Eliezer said the Tanakhama didn't make any chilukim, but Rabbi Eliezer and the Mishnah said, well, it depends. On the matan. If you're taking it from a tar matan, then you're chayiv, because you're not going to put it back. And if you're taking it from a tamei matan, you're potter, because you're going to put back the leftovers, and therefore it's not nikva. So the Gemara says, mana kayamin, what's the case of machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer and the Tanakama? Im b'shiyishnei matinim, if we're talking about you have two vats, once tamei and once tahar, divrei akol mutter, switch the gerusa. Then it should be mutter. Why? If you have one matan that's tamei, then you're going to put back all your leftovers there. You're going to put back all of them there. So everybody should say that it is not nikva. Ve'im b'she'en lo elamatan echa, and if you only have one matan that's tahar, you're tamei, you took out some things from olives, so then divrei akol aser, then for sure it should be aser, because you're not putting it back. So Ella, what's the case of machlok? Yes, ki anan kaimin b'she'esh lo matan tahar u'lechaveiro matan tamei. You have one that's tahar. So you're not putting it back into yours. But your friend has one that's tamei. So do we assume that you're going to put it back into your friend's vat? Is your friend going to be happy with that? Is he a germy you picked it up with your hands? So that's the machlokas. Omer Eliezer, Adamachs Ramatan Chaveiro. Eliezer says, even if it's your friend's, it's a whole olive. You didn't bite from it, right? So you can put it back, and therefore it's not nikva. Because you're going to put it back in your friends. For Rabbanan Amrin, Ena Damachzer Lamaatino Shachaveiro. And Rabbanan say, no, we don't assume that, and therefore, in that case, it will be nikva, because we don't assume it's going back anywhere into your friend's matan. Beautiful. So that is Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim. Then we get to the last part of the Mishnah about Shosin. So again, what did the Mishnah say? The Mishnah said that Rabbi Meir held, you could drink next to the wine press, next to the vat, whether you diluted the wine with hot water or cold water. Right? Div Rabbi Meir, says, you could, as long as you're next to the gat. Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadok is machayev, ever, always. And the Chachamim say, hot water, you're chayev, because you're not going to put it back, and cold water, you're potter. So what's the svaras? What are the svaras? So I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan explains the chilik of the Rabbanan. Alacham in chayev shu kava. For if you dilute it with hot water, so then what you have is nikva lamaisus, because you're not going to put it back in. That's if you put back warmed water into the vat, that's going to ruin it. Alatzon in pater shuarai yachalu machzirtein, you can return it. Damar Reb Yosi b'shem Reb Zeira, Reb Yona v'Reb Zeira b'shem Reb Elazar. Reb Yosi said it in the name of Reb Zeira, in the name of Reb Elazar, or Reb Zeira and Reb Yona, or Reb Yona heard it from Reb Zeira, who said it in the name of Reb Elazar. Af, we had this line earlier, way back on Daf Tes. Remember the case where we had the wine, it goes from the upper part and you crush it and it goes down the pipe into the lower part. So we said then, let's say I take a pitcher into the lower part, which is really kind of nikvah ready, and I take some out, but as long as I'm going to put it back in the leftovers, then it's not nikvah. So same thing here. Af masha balagin lo nitval, even what's in the pitcher is not nitval, it doesn't become tevel. Right, as long as you're going to return it, so then it is not nikva, and therefore one could snack on it even without taking off maizrus. Good, we continue. Says the Mishnah. Some might be familiar. This Mishnah was quoted in the first perek in the Bavli in Beitza. Hamakalef b'sa'orim. What if I'm peeling or shelling barley? Right, I'm peeling barley. I'm taking out the kernels from the inside. I could do one at a time. I could do one at a time and eat it. That's called snacking. But if I peeled and I took off the shells and then I put a couple in my hand at once, so then I'm going to be chayev, because that's a more, let's say, an achilas keva. That's called an achilas keva, and therefore only one. Hamolel melilos shelchitim, similar type of action. I'm rubbing wheat. I rub ears of wheat next to each other, again, to get the kernels out. But now I have all this like mixture of chaff and kernels, psoles and ochel in my hands. Manfiach al yad v'ochel. I could keep going from one hand to the other hand and blowing to get the chaff out and eat it, and that's called snacking. But if I blow it to get the chaff out and I like catch it in my lap, and I have a few in my lap, so then chayev, so then that's already considered an achilas kefa. One more line. Amar Abzeira, yachal ani makalef tarti tarti. Abzeira says, I do two. Right? The Mishnah said you can do one. Kiluf, I do two. What do you mean he does two? Right? The Mishnah said, remember back Reb Elazar Reb Shimon said he could have a couple of olives, two and three in his hands, right hand, left hand, because he's an achlan, right? So here, that's what the Marafolda says. Sometimes people are, it's subjective. This is called snacking for them, even two and two in each one. But Tanikin, we also have a brisa that two is okay. Bis Sa'orin, Shnayim, Pater, Shalosh, Chayev. You see by barley, the Sa'orin. Like two is Pater, like Reb Zera did. Three is Chayev. Bechitim, Shalosh, Pater, Arba, Chayev. And by wheat, you have one more. Three is Pater, and Arba is four is Chayev. Okay, we'll have to stop there by Huna, and Hashem will continue next time.